I've organized my slide talk around the three works on paper that are in MoMA's collection. I'm going to show three groupings of images of sculpture and works on paper, and the first image in each group, which I'll point out, is the one in the collection. So the first work is a 6x4 foot charcoal drawing called Cascade. The top of the image shows a watering can rose, and from it a cascade of water pours down. I use watering cans and spouts quite a bit in my work as metaphors for growth and nurturing, themes often associated with women. The other themes that interest me are sexuality, desire, and fecundity. The detail shows the embellished bottom of Cascade. Beads are sewn onto the paper and glisten like water does when light hits it. I like to create special moments in the work, so you can take a piece in as a whole and then find areas to explore intimately. The form of golden jeweled spray is much like Cascade, but while many artists make preparatory drawings before they make sculpture, I rarely work this way. Most of my works on paper are completely independent pursuits from my sculptures, though they certainly relate in terms of the themes I'm interested in. In this particular case, golden jeweled spray inspired the drawing Cascade. This detail shows the bottom of the sculpture. As you can see in this piece and we'll see in many others, accumulating materials is something I do quite a bit. I like the impact of using lots of materials, the notion of fullness, excess, and abundance. For spouted bouquet, I made my own watering can spouts out of clay. They are grouped together like a bridal bouquet with ribbons cascading onto the floor. You'll notice that many of my sculptures have elements that reach out to the viewer. The physical act of connecting, of desire, is the basis of this gesture. Rapture relates to Cascade quite a bit. It, too, is a large charcoal drawing with an embellished area at the bottom. However, this drawing introduces the theme of union, which you'll see later as well. Two watering can roses, really stand-ins for the human body, swirl around each other in a kind of embrace. Silver Spray Joined also has the theme of union. This sculpture sits in a corner, and the spouts look at each other. Out of the spouts comes one continual spray of silver metallic thread, like a continuous loop, where there's no start and no end. This piece, Jeweled Greens, is the second piece in MoMA's collection. It's 11.5 by 9 inches, simple and direct, just glass beads and thread on paper. It introduces the next group of images, where the female crotch form is seen in both 2- and 3-dimensional works. This is Blossom. The crotch form entered the work as a direct reference to the female body, rather than a metaphorical one like the watering can. The majority of my sculptures are hung at a particular height relative to the viewer's body. Blossom is hung at crotch height, while other pieces may meet you at your head or chest. Purple Bouquet is made up of groupings of artificial stamen that shimmer in the light. It, too, is hung at crotch height, and in this case, I hope the form and materials of the piece are intriguing enough to make you want to bend over to look at it more closely, like you would if you were going to smell a bunch of lilacs in bloom. Pink Growth is one of my favorite works on paper. It really epitomizes the themes of growth and nurturing and women's ability to create new life. At the center of the crotch shape is a watering can rose. From it, pink metallic threads flow down, ending in flowering, root-like forms. Fertile Ground combines a sculpture and a work on paper and lots of silver sequins. It introduces the nest form along with the crotch form, the nest being a metaphor for home and the womb. I've also used a double nest form in some recent pieces as I continue to explore the idea of union. The Seed is the third piece in MoMA's collection. As I mentioned earlier, most of my sculptures have elements that reach out to the viewer. But with the 2D works, the illusion of movement, of reaching out, is created by the spray of water. The next image is a detail of the seed. The title alludes to an altogether different connection to growth and fecundity, men's contribution to procreation. In some of my works, I like to combine forms and ideas that are typically considered male with those that are considered female, as I believe all of our identities are made up of both male and female attributes. White spray is clearly related to the seed with its palette, form, and accumulation of materials. This is another piece that melds male and female, with its phallic spout protruding straight out from the wall, combined with the graceful arch and delicacy of the cord and fabric. Spring Blossoms returns to the idea of union. It's also another example of how I like to accumulate materials to create a feeling of abundance and fullness. The blossoms are actually cut out of shiugami paper and glued to the base sheet, and the spray is made up of both pencil and sewn lines. The arch of the spray was inspired by some graceful flowering trees in my neighborhood. So while I haven't mentioned it yet, nature is an underlying influence, as it embodies many of my ideas. In nature, beauty, attraction, and form all serve a purpose, and they play important roles in how species survive and flourish. Green spray is hung high on the wall. The spray is made up of fabric-covered wire, and the ends of it, which are tipped in pink glass glitter like new buds, just hover above the ground, creating this great tension. It's defying gravity, but still full of movement and potential. Floral spray is related to the seed, but it really exaggerates the reach of the spray, which extends off the paper on the right side, suggesting continued movement. This piece is all collage on paper, which you can see from the upcoming detail. Making the drawing itself didn't take too long, but preparing all the elements certainly did. The centers are floral shiugami paper, but around each circle or oval, there's a rim that was cut out of a magazine. My work, whether 2D or 3D, has always been process-oriented, but this is what comes naturally to me and the way I like to work.